Yo, yo, what's up? Harry Santos here, and we just rebranded our pod. I've been an advocate of crypto for about a decade now, so join me and some friends I've met along the way as we discuss and learn more about the space. Fasten your seatbelts. It's time to go block to the future. Okay, welcome back, guys. Ito na naman tayo, no? Another episode of Block to the Future. And as always, no? Again, we have another esteemed guest. Another very exciting episode to, because this episode, we have a Palanca Award-winning writer, an OG journalist, okay, who's worked for a lot of major news publications in the country and is currently working in a lot of Web3 projects out there, and has also founded his own startup, no, digitallifeasia.net. So, in this episode, guys, we have Joey Alarilla, aka Babel Machine. So, yon, Joey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Harry. Good evening from Malaysia.
Yeah. So we abroad yung guest natin, international. So I guess we can get started with, so Joey, you know, I know you're like, diba, we met in the Web3 festival through JV pa, because, you know, I think you know him from Inquirer, no?
Yeah, JV was our editor-in-chief at Inquirer.net.
Yon, he was my client naman. So that's how we met in Web3 festival. So I guess I'm wondering, how does someone like you, na OG journalist, na, you know, mainstream news publications from the Philippines, how does someone like you get into Web3?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, Harry, you know. Kasi, well, after my career in journalism, nag-corporate, no? And back in 2017, I was working for one of the major banks, no? A subsidiary of one of the biggest banks in the Philippines. And I discovered Bitcoin through coins.ph. And the funny thing about it is that, you know, I bought my first Bitcoin using coins.ph. So 7-Eleven. And it was like, oh, right. Oh man, I mean, it was really like, ikaw, OG ka talaga sa Bitcoin, ano? But it was really eye-opening for me. I was saying, if it's available now, cryptocurrency, I mean, if it's available now at a 7-Eleven, then this thing is really going to become mainstream. And I actually talked to my colleagues, my manager at this bank. But back in 2017, of course, medyo nobody had heard of crypto, Bitcoin, wala pa nga Ethereum. Di ba wala pa Ethereum noon? But last year, okay, that started my interest in, ano, as a consumer. And then last year, I was fortunate enough to be hired by a Web3 company. It was a blockchain gaming platform startup called Playfix. And that's how I really became involved in Web3. And now I'm part of several active Web3 communities, including the Plague of Frogs. So, yon. Talagang ano, ito na yung mundo ko ngayon.
Yeah, I remember those days, no? I remember you would top up in 7-Eleven or pay. Parang you do an order in coins.ph, pay in 7-Eleven. Yes. And I remember clearly it's because, you know, people now sobrang, it's so easy for them because of InstaPay. There were days na wala pang InstaPay, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Walang, if your bank was BPI, you can only transfer to BPI. Ngayon, you can GCash to coins.ph, coins.ph to Maya. It's so easy, no? Yes. So, what made you take that leap? I think you've been a tech writer na rin kasi before. Was it that? Na parang, that's why, you know, all of a sudden they come here na, oh, blockchain gaming and your game na agad. What made you take that leap?
Yeah, that's exactly it, Harry. Kasi as a tech writer, as a tech journalist, no? Former tech journalist, I really wanted, you know, I don't think it's enough to just write about something. You have to actually, you know, try out the software or play around with the gadgets, etc. Kailangan hands-on. So it was the same for me. When I started, you know, reading up about Bitcoin, I was going, okay, then for me to understand it, I actually have to buy it. And it was so easy, you know, like you said, just go to 7-Eleven and then, in a way, redeem it, no? After paying. And then last year, ayun, I was like looking for different gigs. Luckily, the founder of Playfix messaged me on LinkedIn, and I said, wow, this is really an opportunity, because I'd been writing about crypto and blockchain and NFTs for Digital Life Asia. But again, I didn't just want to chronicle the revolution. I wanted to be part of it, do my share in contributing to this movement. I really see it as a movement, eh? Decentralization, we're talking about ownership of digital assets. So I'm really into that now. And in fact, I would say, yeah, I always say my motto now is crypto for creators, blockchain for good, and Web3 for a better world.
Wow.
So that's really how it started. You know, when you're really, I'm not a techie in the sense that I'm not a programmer, but I do believe in technology for good. And if you believe in technology, then you should understand it. And to understand it, you really have to test it for yourself, try it out for yourself.
So yeah, before we get into, you know, like what you do and what your like companies do now, because I remember from our Twitter space, what really got me excited about it was yung perspective natin na parang having been into tech for years and hindi lang tayo dito pumasok, parang may perspective kayo. You've been writing about tech for years. So ano yung difference and advantages and disadvantages of like Web2 and Web3? Anong difference ang nakikita mo sa kanilang dalawa?
Definitely the biggest difference would be sabi ko nga, I mean, I don't want to use the term kasi baka politically incorrect. Pero in a way, talagang Web2 was built on slave labor, di ba? I mean, it was really built on the backs of us, the users. We were convinced by Mark Zuckerberg, you know, to create content for free. And, in that sense, we built the empire for them. And then they sold us, you know, our data. Tayo yung, ano, we were the product, okay? In that sense, community was just a... shall we say, they just paid lip service to community. Whereas with Web3, we own it. Sabi nga nila, if in Web2, anytime you could lose your Facebook account, anytime you could lose your Twitter account. In Web3, if you buy it, diba, it's on the blockchain, it's yours. Unless, you know, I mean, unless mahaka or anything. But you know, the technology itself is trustless. The technology itself, whatever happens on the blockchain stays there, and it's all transparent, right? It's a ledger, a public ledger. Everybody can see what's happening. So that's the biggest thing for me. It's ownership. The other thing I would say is that, siguro actually, kasi nga, since matagal na ako, I already saw the shift from Web 1 to Web 2 to Web 3.
Right.
And what I can say is that every time there's new technology, you know, I remember back in the day, people were saying the internet was a fad. In fact, even smart people like Bill Gates did not think that the public was ready for the internet, mainly because, one, mabagal ang connection, di ba? Two, it was kind of clunky, complicated. So they didn't think that it was user-friendly enough for the general public. Same thing when Web 2 was first, you know, when it first came out, they were saying, why would a company need to put up a Twitter account? Why would a company need to put up a Facebook page? And now we're here in Web 3 and people are saying, are just a skeptical. They're saying that crypto is a scam, blockchain is a fad, etc. But what they don't understand is that technology improves exponentially. And as it improves, as it becomes more user-friendly, then, yeah, it's like the network effect, diba? Ikaw, OG ka, you were like into Bitcoin since 2013. Back then, diba, konti lang kayo nakakaintindihan.
Yep.
Fast forward to now, 10 years later, there's a lot more. I mean, it's not a lot, no, compared to the global population, but there's a lot more. And now, it's a lot easier to get into Web3. So that's what I'm seeing. Definitely, Web3, in a way, it's like a return to. It's like sabi nga ni Vitalik Buterin, di ba? It's like a return to the original ideals of the internet, wherein it's all about, you know, hindi siya commercialized pa. It's all about sharing. It's all about empowering individuals. I think we kind of forgot that, no? With commercialization, with all the big companies, you know, entering the internet. And now we have the chance to, I think it's like a second chance in order to get it right and really empower individuals.
Right. Well said. Sakto, you know, same sentiments here, no? That's why I really wanted to have you on. I think iba rin yung perspective mo. You were been chronicling tech for years until now Web3. A lot of people kasi got in lang now Web3. They're so passionate. Yeah. And pero they don't see that shift na even, like you're saying, even from Web1, no? I remember the Web 1 days, gagawa kang GeoCities website. It's one-way communication to all.
Yeah,
walang interaction, walang content from the user. And now it's ownership, no? Very exciting. So, Joey, what is it that you actually do right now? I think it's what you do in Malaysia. That's why you're in Malaysia, no? And you're working on several other things. I think I even saw one of your articles in for the Cryptopia one, tama ba?
For Cryptopia on CoinMarketCap.
On CoinMarketCap, man. Pinupuntahan natin lahat yan, guys, yung website na yan. Pag kinakabahan na tayo sa presyo ng mga crypto, no, dyan tayo pumupunta. Joey's been published there. He writes for E27. So, other than writing, what is it that you and your company does right now?
Well, that's really digitallifeasia.net. It's actually a one-man project right now. Ano? It's a media startup. I started during the pandemic in 2020. And then I relaunched it this January, okay? And the idea here is to really cover the digital lifestyle in Asia and across the Asian diaspora. I think kasi, diba, let's face it, especially with Web3, this is where the action is happening. It's the future is being built in Asia. So I really wanted to have that kind of publication with which focuses, and it's not so much just on the technology. I want to focus on the people, okay, behind the technology. So it covers a lot of topics from, of course, tech and gaming, but also geek culture. So there's yung mga cosplayers, you know, not strictly digital, but you can also see their impact, no, the really part. Yung geek culture, in a way, is already mainstream or pop culture, right? And then there's also science, because, you know, I wanted to be a scientist when I was a kid, and then lifestyle and entertainment. So the idea here is really, I'm not a journalist anymore. So what I want to do with this publication, with this media startup, is to really show how to use technology for good. I want to highlight what people are doing across the region in terms of helping others, educating others when it comes to technology. And of course, you know, chronicling the different developments. For instance, AI. AI is huge, and that's really, I've been covering AI and talking to a lot of AI experts. So that's for Digital Life Asia. Now for E27, it's a Singapore-based, it's not just an online publication, it's actually also a tech startup platform. I used to work for them actually full-time back in the day. But now, it's also another avenue for me in order to educate people about technology and especially Web3. Then the plague of frogs. Harry, ano ba yung NFT community mo? The one that's you're really active in?
I really like the local ones, man. May mga local na solid like Diamond NFT, Aswang NFT.
Yes, I'm also with Aswang Tribe, yeah.
Right. So the reason I like local ones is I actually get to meet them and join their events. Kasi, yes, for example, yung Super Ordinary Friends, no? Which is in the news recently, no? Well, not in the news, pero my news recently. Yung Super Ordinary Friends, I felt like it wasn't local enough that the perks were like outside of the country. Or if it's here in the country, it's so limited and raffle lang. So I really like local projects because parang feeling ko mas nagagamit ko yung utility and yung community, mas nakaka-interact ko. In fact, when we launched Stanable in February, a lot of people there were from people I met from Keepers, from Diamond NFT, from Aswang. Yeah. Doon ko lang sila na-meet. Half of our attendees, man, were from like NFTs I hold. I met them because of NFTs I hold. Keepers is another one, you know, I diba, that bar. I don't know if you've been there, man. I hold their NFT rin.
I haven't been there yet. Si Gabby, di ba yung...
Pagbalik mo. So yun, local ones. Pero yun, I haven't heard of Plague. What's that Plague? That's on Solana, no? Is it on Solana or ETH?
It's the Plague of Frogs started out... Well, now they're becoming multi-chain. So Ethereum, and then they also have on Polygon, and now they're becoming chain agnostic. So it really, you know, I love Aswang Tribe. I love but in terms of kasi, since last year, I wanted to join the Plague of Frogs because of their manifesto. I read the manifesto and the idea. They're named the Plague of Frogs because, one, they wanted to be like, you know, like to go viral, spread their message in a good way, so like a plague. And two, the reference was to the biblical Plague of Frogs. The idea being to disrupt a corrupt system. So the idea here is really What they're saying is based, parang ano eh, kumbaga nga ano eh, they were using the metaphor of Animal Farm. The sad reality is that, kumbaga, not all animals are equal. Even in Web3, so yun eh, pinoint out na yung mga, the people who tell you, you know, like, DYOR, et cetera, and then they, you know, rug pull. There are people who still take advantage of the small people in Web3. So ang gusto nila is equality of opportunity. And then, you know, like what we want to do is decentralization of power, decentralization of money. In other words, decentralization maxis talaga. And the beauty of it is that they're not just in an NFT project, they're building an ecosystem. So kumbaga, there are other NFT projects which are now part of it. They have they also have this token called FRG. And ayun, kumbaga nangyari, they have this sort of incubator called the Frog Tank. And different projects that become allies or in a way, parang kumbaga, they become sub-brands of the Frog. So now we have Brawler Bears, Chompies, and there's Moving Friends, etc., etc. So 1 year ko pinangarap, pero wala akong pera. But recently, because I purchased some Moving Friends, Moving Friends has been holding a weekly raffle. And guess what? For a minimal na binayad ko dun for the Moving Friends NFT, I actually won a brand new spanking.
Wow! So you won lang from a raffle.
The Frogs NFT, and I've been part of the community since, and I've been very active. So kumbaga parang sabi ko nga, wow! Talagang it was 1 year. I was trying to save up for it, and then boom! Parang the universe said, okay, here you go. Parang because I have been active, even though I didn't have the NFT.
Solid. So I think that's how you get a Palanca award-winning writer to get into your NFT as a manifesto, no? A written work pa talaga yung nag-convince sa'yo. And, you know, and even the reference to Animal Farm, which I love George Orwell. I'll check this out, man. If I can afford this, billing ako. Sounds very interesting.
Oh, it is. Habang ano pa, kasi right now, parang 0.4 ETH na yung floor price eh.
So, oh, man. Sige. Tingnan ko yan. I'll look into that manifesto and their ecosystem. Yeah, very very cool, man. What's next? You know, these are the things na nagpapaka-busy ka now. What's next for you? How do you envision like what's next for Digital Life Asia and yourself?
Honestly, for this year, parang ano eh, medyo zen ako eh. ang inaano ko like I go where life will take me now, and I try to live it one day at a time. But it's, you know, in general, I just want to be more active in Web3. I've been invited to several communities and DAOs. So, naging active ako. It's like, ang ano ko naman, para if I can share my expertise in content and community, then all the better, right? Of course, I'm also active in Stanable, your startup.
Yep.
And NFTs. But ang dream ko, and I share this with ano eh, because I honestly believe that Web3 is also going to be the savior of, you know, like publications, mga media, okay? Kasi nga, di ba, alam naman natin na it's been a losing proposition na, you know, advertising-based ang mga publications. It's really hard, you know. If you think about it, ever since Web2, you know, Google ads, Facebook ads, they've been eating the lunch of traditional media, di ba? Yung mainstream media. And as we've also seen, measure there are also challenges with the subscription-based model. It works when you're like an individual journalist, individual writer. Let's say you have a Substack. Let's say you have other subscription-based nano, like Medium. But it's kind of hard for, you know, a traditional publication or a traditional broadcast station to survive, diba? Without if they're still relying on ads. So yun yung gusto ko ngayon, yung nagiging business model na you have NFT gated content or you have, you know, subscription based, which is through NFTs, you know. That way I believe that media, you know, as a publication, we can really build a community, and that community will be, you know, the content will be owned and in a way co-created with the community. And at the same time, since it's on Web3, the Digital Life Asia community, Digital Life Asia community can't be shut down by, you know, like if it were on Facebook or even, you know, if it were on an ordinary na domain. So that's what I'm looking at. Ano pa lang naman siya, hindi naman ano, sabi nga nila, wala namang mawawala sa ano, hindi naman ano mangarap. But that's what I would like to do. Explore ways in order to leverage NFTs and Web3 in general to come up with better content and better, you know, so we say sustainable business models.
Yon. So in line with that, no? I guess last question before we go. In line with that, bro, what's anong advice mo? I'm sure there are a lot of like writers here who want to start their own website trend like Digital Life Asia, want to be a tech writer, or want to get into a Web3 gig. Anong advice mo sa ating mga listeners, bro?
Well, my main advice would be just start. Yun din ang sinabi sa akin ng ano na niya. You will always feel overwhelmed, especially with Web3. Okay. So what's important is for you to take the first step. I read something, I shared it on Twitter. I'm following this guy called Takezo, the Sword of, was it Sword of Destiny? He was saying that, paraphrase ko na lang, ano, you know, do big moves and then your belief will follow. Kasi what he's saying is that if we don't believe we can do it, then we probably won't be able to. So ang ano niya is, just do it, just make the big move, and your beliefs will change. Okay, you will actually believe that you can do it. So especially for Web3 naman, my advice would be, sabi ko, the three best utilities for Web3 are actually humility, generosity, and authenticity. Kasi here in Web3, there's no expert. I mean, even OGs know, you will be the first to say, right, that Web3 is always changing, and that we have to adapt and actually be able to adapt quickly. So I think that's it. Humility. Huwag kang matakot magtanong. People also started out not knowing anything about Web3. So that's part of the journey. Generosity, because there are people like you, Harry, who are very generous of their time and knowledge, who are helping others to get onboarded to Web3. And of course, authenticity, because here's a Web3, alam kaagad ng mga tao kung plastic ka. Alam naman talaga ng mga tao kaagad kung BS ka. So, and the other thing that I found out, and it's really nice about Web3, is nobody really cares what you did before Web3. In the sense na it's not about, you know, qualifications, degrees, etc., etc. That's all well and good. You learn from the experience you had previous to Web3. But it's not necessary because you are always proving yourself in Web3. And you are always being judged by what you're doing now for the community. So that's my advice, and I hope to see you all in Web3.
Yon, what an amazing advice from Joey Alarilla. Guys, be sure to follow him on Twitter, The Babel Machine. It's here in the description. Check out his website, Digital Life Asia, if you want to learn more about tech. He's also on E27. And of course, he's on Stanable. Follow him on Stanable. He sells his travel photos as NFTs there. And yon, very enlightening to hear about the journey of Joey from being an OG journalist in the Philippines, now working in several projects and working in Web3. So we hope you like this episode and see you in the next one. That concludes another episode. Hope it was as insightful for you as it was for me. We have lots of exciting guests and topics coming up, so be sure to follow me on Twitter at Harry Initiative. Be updated on the next episodes and see you on our next trip here on Block to the Future.